On that day, Jesus went out of the house and sat down by the sea. Such large crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat down, and the whole crowd stood along the shore. And he spoke to them at length in parables, saying, "A sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seed fell on the path, and birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky ground, where it had little soil. It sprang up at once because the soil was not deep. And when the sun rose, it was scorched, and it withered for lack of roots. Some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it. But some seed fell on rich soil and produced fruit, 100 or 60 or 30-fold. Whoever has ears ought to hear." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning.
Good morning, Father.
Peace be with you.
And with your spirit.
Thank you. The 15th Sunday of Ordinary Time always comes in the heat of summer. I remember as a child, when we did not have air conditioning, sometimes the priest took advantage of the heat and he gave homilies such as this one. I remember on this feast, he gave the homily by saying, as we sang in our responsorial psalm, "The good seed that falls on good soil produces much fruit." And then he said, "Let us now stand and profess our faith." Well, we have air conditioning and I am not he, so. But yet that is truly, right? That is the crux of the parable that Jesus shares with us today. It is all about the soil for which we are, because Jesus says it's good seed. So he makes it clear that the good seed is available. But what is the soil that we receive that seed in? And that is truly what is most important. Like I tell you all the time, in real estate, it's what? Location, location, location. In the spiritual life, it's disposition, disposition, disposition. So what is the disposition? What is the soil for which we receive that good seed? And what is the consequence of receiving it by the type of response that we're capable of giving? So if we look at the four kinds of soils in the parable, I think we can imagine them being a progression of our desire and our ability to cultivate our own soil so that the response, the consequence of receiving the good news, will match that for which we are called to be as disciples. And remember, when we look at these soils, as always, when we're progressing in any part of our lives, we have that kind of experience of taking two steps forward and one step back. Now, during COVID-19, it's more like two steps forward and 6 feet back. So let us examine those soils. The first is that the good seed falls on the path. The path is beaten down and it's hardened. Because this kind of faith, receiving the seed here, what we're doing is basically it's the faith on the run. That's what I call it. Faith on the run. We have faith, but it's faith on the way through as we live our lives. And here's how we respond with this kind of faith that has absolutely no penetration into our lives. When something good happens, we say, "Oh, thanks God for doing that." When something bad happens, we say, "Oh, please God." And when we need something, we beg him. And perhaps maybe we offer an Our Father with a group or a quick prayer over meals and even participate at sacred mass. But it never really penetrates our lives. It's just responses to the things that happen day to day. If we cultivate that earth and we begin to toil in it, then we will dig it up and it'll become softer and there will be rocks probably in the first opportunity. And that brings us to our second soil, that for which is very rocky and it does not have depth. This is the faith of the heart, right? When we have that first experience of God, that we're overwhelmed, the surreality of His presence in our midst. It might be the birth of twins. It might be the birth of a new experience of love, or even just a sunset. Somewhere where all of a sudden we're so aware of God's presence, and our response is that with our heart, right? It's the good news. We feel great. But we all know emotions always will wane. And that kind of faith can't have the roots that's necessary, because roots grow within our hearts to our souls. So when it remains in the heart, then we wait for the next emotional thing to say, praise God. But when the first difficult thing comes, it's almost like we're scorched with the sun, incapable of moving forward. So we till that up and we begin to prepare even a deeper sense of God's presence in the soil of our disposition. And that's when from the heart, that experience of God goes to our soul, where we know that this is our purpose. This is the driving force of who we are, to become like God. As St. Paul says, our bodies begin to groan for that redemption of our bodies. And because here spiritual life is real, we become aware of the things that can choke it out. We become aware of the weeds and the thistles that are in our presence. And they come in two forms. The first form is within the seven deadly sins. These are the things that can distract us from keeping our soul longing for that straight path to God. But we're aware of them for the first time. Not when we're all full of, emotional things with our heart. We don't even see problems, right? We just walk through the day, through the lilies and move forward into the sunset. But when we are truly rooted, we're aware of all the temptations, all the struggles, and all the realities. And those first come as the seven deadly sins, because we come to realize their presence, our pride, our desire and lust, and our greed, and then our jealousy, which leads to anger and perhaps hatred and gluttony and sloth, the things that really can bog the body down in faith. So what we do there is we cultivate these with the virtues, and therefore they don't become just occasions of sin, they become occasions of love by overcoming them. And finally, we find ourselves in that soil that is deep, that we're rooted, and our greatest temptation at that time then is pain and suffering. But at this point, we are now rooted in Christ Jesus, that who gave us His life on the cross for redemption. And we're able to continue to grow and bear that fruit. So what should be our mission this week? I think it's first and foremost is to realize it's disposition, disposition, disposition. The second thing is, what soil are you planted in right now? That may change from day to day, but recognize it, because then you can cultivate it into the rich soil that will allow you to persevere through every kind of challenge, sin and suffering, death. And you'd be even able to work through COVID-19 to holiness. So when you come forward to receive our Lord in the Eucharist, remember He becomes that fertilizer of that soil. He Himself, His body and blood, gives us the strength to continue to work, so that it is not just simply a faith on the way or just in the heart, but rooted in the soul and rooted in a virtuous life that will bring you to the fullness of discipleship, responding to the good news of God. And I promise I will do the same.